For example, Pierre, the deserting kid, it is date is 12/30/2023, dictation is for Miss Helen Salas. Salas spells S-A-L-A-Z, Helen spells H-E-L-E-N. Date of birth is 12/22/1958. This is a 65-year-old female, here with ear pain, period. Patient said this has been going on for approximately 4 days. Says she's been using over-the-counter medication with no improvement. Came in today because of increased pain. She described pain as sharp, rated pain 7/10, non-radiating, confined to her left ear, period. Next paragraph, review systems. Patient reports runny nose, comma, she reports congested nares. She said discharge from her nose is green. Next paragraph, she reports pain and pressure behind her eyes, between her behind and between her eyes and in her cheeks, period. Next paragraph, patient reports throat pain, reports painful swallowing. She reports body aches, chills, denies increased temperature, period. Next paragraph, past medical history, past article history, social history, family history, medication allergies were reviewed and compared to last visit, no changes, period. The next paragraph. Physical exam, she's alert, oriented, and mild distress. Vital signs are as follows. O2 sat is 99%. Room air blood pressure is 115/67. Pulse 79, respiration 18, temperature 98.0, period. Next paragraph, nose congested, green discharge, erythematous and edematous turbinates, period. Next paragraph, left ear, erythematous TM. Effusion is present, effusion appears purulent. TM, light reflex is dull. Next paragraph. External ear canal is without erythema or edema. Negative tracheal tug, period. Next paragraph. Respiratory, good inspiratory and expiratory effort. No adventitious sounds. No use of accessory muscles. No respiratory distress. No paradoxical motion, period. Next paragraph. Cardiac regular rhythm, rhythm with no murmurs, no peripheral edema or cyanosis, period. Next paragraph. Neck, full range of motion, no rigidity, no meningeal signs, period. Next paragraph. Correction, same paragraph. Patient on the neck, she has tender left anterior lymph nodes are tender and palpable, period. Next paragraph. Next paragraph. Abdomen is non-distended, no guarding. Normal bowel sounds, no tenderness of palpation, no rebound, no rigidity, period. Next paragraph. Extremities, full range of motion of upper and lower extremities, no discomfort, range of motion. She bears weight well, with no anatomic gait, period. Next paragraph. Neuro alert oriented time 3, cranial nerve suit 10 is normal. Motor and sensory functions are normal, mood and affect a normal, period. Next paragraph, assessment and plan. Assessment number 1 is acute rhinitis. Number 2 is acute otitis media. Number 3, acute sinusitis. Number 4, acute correction sore throat. Number 5, acute pharyngitis, period. Next paragraph, the following tests were done in the clinic today. Strep, COVID, and flu. These tests were all negative. Next paragraph, patient requested a consult to see a cardiologist. She says she will have occasional chest discomfort. In the past, I've seen a cardiologist and he requested a follow-up, but she was unable to make it. She was given a consult to see the cardiologist. She will have to make the call and arrange time and date, period. Next paragraph. Patient requests to be off from work. Says she was sick since Wednesday and will not be able to go back to work until Tuesday. Says she's not feeling up to it, period. Next paragraph, she was given a note excusing her from today, a correction from Wednesday when she became sick until the 1st of December of January 2024, period. Next paragraph, she was sent home with the following medication, amoxicillin, 875 milligrams, 1 PO BID for 10 days, number 20. Next medication, Ozempic, injection pen, 3 mils, /1 milligrams, sub-Q, weekly. For 90 days. In administering this medication, patient requests Ozempic as part of her diabetic regimen. Also, she said she would like to use it for weight management since her surgery. She's gained back 40 pounds, period. Next paragraph. The singular. Correction. Ozempic was given at 3 mils, open parentheses, 1 milligram, close parentheses, sub-Q weekly for 90 days. Period. Next medication, singular, 10 milligrams, 1 PO daily for 30 days, number 30. She was given the opportunity to ask questions. She says she has none. She was advised to increase fluids to continue taking over-the-counter pain medication, namely Tylenol and Motrin, to come back to the clinic if worse. Go to the nursing emergency room if we are closed. End of dictation.